Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Black Expat. My name is Carl. I'm very excited to be speaking with you guys today. We have a very special episode coming up for you where I'll be talking about some pretty cool stuff, some really real stuff, right? So on the last episode, what I talked about was life abroad and the journey home, right? So what brought me out here to Taiwan, what it was like being here for 7 years and then finally going back home and talking to my family and my friends. And it was a pretty deep and pretty personal conversation. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, as always, thank you so much for the feedback I've been receiving, for the messages, for the tips on new topics to talk about. I'm going to try to bring them all to you over the course of the month of November. But keep in mind that in November, I will be traveling to Australia from November 13th to November 26th. So I'll be in Australia for that period of time. I'll be live streaming and podcasting from Cairns, Australia, Cairns with a C, from Uluru, Australia, and Ayers Rock, checking out that part of Australia, and then also Sydney, Australia. So I'm going to be having special guests on, hopefully some people from the hostel we're staying at. One of the travelers is coming with us, cptravels.com. So again, lots of good stuff coming your way. Really excited about doing that, right? So kind of what I wanted to talk about today was a question I got in was basically, what's it like being a black entrepreneur in Taiwan, right? So you guys kind of know how I got started. The whole story of, you know, being out in Vietnam and me and Patrick sitting down talking about how can we reach black men and black people and people of color, in America and different countries and get them to travel together to certain locations, right? So that was the goal behind it all. Because back then, even in Taiwan, when we first came here, I could count on one hand how many people of color were here. Right now, it's kind of grown and expanded, but it's still not as much as or as many as it could be, right? And in other places we were traveling to, we're running into the same problem. We weren't seeing a lot of either black expats or just black people or people of color traveling, period. Unless we were going to a place that had people of color, right? So if you're going to Africa, of course, black people are there. Africans are there. Different, right? So that was the reason, the rationale behind, you know, developing the company CP Travels. And we tried to be, you know, our goal is we want to be different than the other travel companies, right? So other travel companies, I won't say any names, but they're all about, you know, luxury travel experiences. So they want to be on the yachts, you know, they want to be in five-star hotels and have private chefs. And that's all fine and well, right? I like those things. I would like to have those experiences too. But that's not what CP Travels is. While we can get you those things, while we know how to, if you really want that, we can set that up for you. We specialize in all types of travel. We're not just luxury. We're not just Instagram photos. We're not just sending you somewhere and you follow what we do, right? We want you to own your own experience. So whatever you want to do on your trip, we make it happen for you. If you want a combination of luxury and laid back and cheap, we can give you all three of those things. First 2 days, turn up, ball out. Second 2 days, slow it down, nice and steady. Last 2 days, man, I spent way too much money the first 2 days. I'm just trying to chill. And we can make an experience like that for you. If you want all luxury, we got that. A good mix of both. We got that straight cheap, straight backpack. I got 2 pairs of underwear, 2 pants, and 1 shirt. We can do that too. And reason why? We've traveled like that. We've done all those things, right? So we can give you a combination of that or a combination of whatever you want. We can bring it to you. We can give it to you. So we built our company on, you know, on the foundation that we're not going to send you anywhere that, one, we haven't been. And if we haven't been, we have people in those places that have been there that are our resources, right? People that we confide in and we get our information from. We have boots on the ground in all these locations, right? Not talking about hotel boots on the ground, people who work at the hotel. Not people who are trying to make money off of you. People who actually live in these communities, work in these communities at different types of jobs that will give you the inside scoop, right? That'll tell us, do this, or here's how you get around this, or here's how much you should be paying for these things. Here's when you should go, right? So we have that inside scoop in a lot of the places that we send people to. And that's why we travel to these places with people, right? Because we want to go with you if you haven't been, or you want to go with a tour guide that's not really a tour guide, but you know someone's there to get your back, that'll take care of all the stuff that you don't want to take care of, right? So that's what we do. And that's what I do. And I love it. And I always talk about how the best part of my job is being able to continuously travel. But there's a lot that goes into that. People always ask, how do you afford to pay for you going on these trips and still make money and still, you know, and still have a company, right? So that's the one thing. So rule number one is our business has been around for 2 years. All right? It's the first full year in January that I've done it full time, right? Full time from January. So, of course, saved up a lot of money to make sure that I will be okay for at least a year. And in a year's time, no business makes a profit in a year, right? But after a year's time, you have to sit back, evaluate, all right, how far have we progressed? What is our earning potential? And our earning potential has to be for two people to make a sustainable living and continue to, you know, to grow the company, to acquire new assets, this, that, and the other. So the first key, I think, for me to be an entrepreneur for this long as I've been doing it now is saving. I've been here for 7 years. I've traveled a lot, but money, being money conscious is important. Saving money, right? Before I made this decision, yes, there were other circumstances that kind of pushed me in this direction. That gave me the push that I needed because, you know, I was comfortable with my job, made a very good salary, could have just stayed there for the rest of my life. But I would have been unfulfilled, probably very angry, and wouldn't have done to the best of my ability. And I wasn't as invested as I was in it when I first started, or even halfway through, right? I had reached my glass ceiling at the school, you know, unless I wanted to become principal and that. And I'm just not a fan of, while I can do politics, while I can lead, while I don't mind dealing with it, while I can maneuver around it and I'm okay with it, it's just something that it wasn't healthy. Like, my relationships weren't healthy personally. I was finding it hard to date because, you know, the job and being in leadership and management, it consumes you sometimes. And, you know, being so young, I consider myself fairly young still, it was just time to make a change, to do something that drove me, that inspired me. And inspiring and getting other people to go out and travel and see the world drives me. Right? It's inspiring to me. It motivates me. I want to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning looking for your flights, right? I want to do research on a place that you're going to that maybe I haven't been to and find all these cool things for you to do and find out the cheapest way for you to do them or the most cost effective way for you to do them, right? I want to do these things. It makes me happy when I'm able to save you $400 or $500 on a trip that you thought you were going to pay $3,000 or $4,000 for. Nah, oh, it's only $2,500, baby girl, right? So these things I'm excited to do these things. All the time. I'm also excited to join you on the trips that you're going on, right? You have to pay me for it, but you're not overpaying me, right? You're not giving me way too much money for these trips or these destinations that you're going on, right? You're paying me enough so that you can afford to go have a good time, spend as much as you want, and I can afford to be there to help you go and have an amazing time, an amazing experience that you want. So the first key I want to point out is saving money. Right. I think being a Black entrepreneur in any situation is hard, you know, from where we come from, to have money saved. Right. Because we don't have established wealth like many of our other racial counterparts have from, you know, years or centuries or even decades of owning stuff. Right. We just were allowed to vote back in the 60s. Right. So we just, like, equal civil rights and all those things are still, you know, 50, 60 years old. So that's just one generation. So if that one generation wasn't able to get established, depending on where they were, like, it's hard to have that we call it old money. Right. So a lot of us, and I personally didn't have old money. The only old money we have is our house, right? My grandparents' house, they still own it, and it's paid for. So that's wealth, right? But you have other races that have generational wealth. Like, oh, yeah, we got this plantation. We got a house here, a house there, a lake house that my grandparents own, and all this. We traveled all over America. Black people, we couldn't really do that until recently. Right? Not like 10 years recently, but fairly recently, right? And then once we're able to do it, we have to get the money to do it. We have to build things to be able to do it, provide for our families. It was a lot. So the first key, I think, for me being able to be an entrepreneur was saving money. I had to save money and I had to, you know, make sure I had something in my pocket to fall back on in case of an emergency, which a lot of emergencies came up this year. Where I had to fly back from Taiwan to America round trip. Last minute tickets are $1,500 to $2,000. Right. But now in November, you can fly around trip to Taiwan for $500. I wasn't flying $500 each time I did it. I would have loved to have done that. But I wasn't afforded that luxury because, again, last minute tickets, prices are higher. Got to get back to take care of the family is what you got to do. But had I not been prepared for that, it would have crushed me. I would have had to take up a job or something that I didn't really want to do and don't really want to invest in. The second thing as regards to money is, you know, I learned a lot from being an entrepreneur, from working for myself. Like, I've learned so much since I was able to step out on my own and really immerse myself fully in running a company and running a business, and more importantly, in growing a business. And you know what they say, you got to spend money to make money. You got to have money to spend and then spend that money to make more money. So what I learned from, you know, just being an entrepreneur, you know, on my own, was how to find money. There's plenty of people of smart business loans. Smart small business loans, smart lending, funding opportunities to find out there. You just have to be willing to put in that work, put in that time, get the paperwork together, get your company solidified to get that money. And what I mean is, like, okay, so first is crowdsourcing, right? So you open up a platform, you say, this is the business you're setting up, this is what you want to do, and people basically donate. You can offer them you can offer them a little bit investment options in the company. You can offer them certain types of ROI if you want to, or ROEs, like whatever you want to do, you can offer it up. Or they can just donate just to donate because they believe in your dream and they support you, right? Honestly, I didn't get as much from crowdfunding as I thought I would, again, because travel to a lot of people isn't, you know, a field that you should invest in. But I did get some things. But that's one way that you can get just free money for a dream that you're chasing, right? As long as it's a dream that's been well thought out, been well planned, has a business plan, has a business financial advisor, you know, you have to have things in place. But you can also get funding once you set up what you're trying to do, and you do what you have to do, right? You take care of your credit, right? You get credit cards and you keep the minimums down. You can still get money through crowdfunding and through other ways. The second way is small business loans. So the Small Business Administration in America is actually pretty good. Low interest loans of $100,000, 5% interest that you pay back over 5 years, that gives you money for your own pocket to basically, you know, take care of yourself. And again, I'm in Taiwan, so I can live off $10,000 a year, right? So that's one of the smart things about being here, is that the cost of living is extremely low, and I live with my business partner, so we're cutting costs and we're splitting costs that way. Back home, you know, even if I lived at home with my parents, you know, still rent, still a car, still car insurance, still going out to eat, everything just so much more expensive, you know, that you have to do. So you have to kind of, you know, be wary of that. So small business loans, there are a lot of great ones out there, low interest ones that make sense. And, you know, oftentimes you kind of, I don't want to take a loan, I don't only want any money. And that makes sense. You don't really want to be taking out loans to owe people money. However, you know, if you want to grow your business, if you have a solid business plan and you know you'll be able to pay it back sooner than 5 years and as quick as 1 or 2 years, it's a smart, you know, investment to make. It's a smart thing to do, right? You can do it. You should do it. Why not? I mean, I'd much rather take out a $100,000 loan for my own business that I'm growing and I'm working toward than to work for someone else for 10 years just to make that money doing things that I don't want to do, that I don't believe in, that I don't stand for. I'd just much rather take a risk. Bet on myself. Like, we bet on everybody else. Like we live everyone else's dream. We live for other people's work, other people's dreams, and doing jobs that we don't own and working for people that we don't, you know, working for things that we don't necessarily believe in. That, why not bet on yourself? You only have one life to live. Like, you can make all this money, but if you can't enjoy it, then what's the point of making all the money? Again, that's my perspective on life. I know everybody doesn't share that perspective or doesn't think the same way. And I'm 100% okay with that. Some people are really okay with just going to work every day. And that's a choice that they have. And I was okay with that, you know, for a period of time as well. Like, man, I get this great income. I love it. I get 3 months of travel, the life. I'm with it. I'm with this. I can do this. But, you know, I wanted more. I wanted something different. And I took that. So crowdsourcing and crowdfunding is the one way to get money that I learned from being an entrepreneur abroad, a black entrepreneur, well, in America and abroad. You know, loans that you can get. Again, makes sense. You can get these loans. You can take a chance on yourself. That's something that I learned from, you know, being a black entrepreneur abroad. Another thing as it relates to money is, you know, is asking friends to invest in you and with you, right? So your friends, I have a bunch of friends who are doing amazing things, and they needed help at some point. I needed help at some point. But they're like, hey, I'll invest with you. I'll help you grow. Just tell me exactly what you need, exactly what you'll be using funds for or using my social media presence for, and I'll help you get there. And I think that's, again, one of the things that I learned is, man, we all need somebody to lean on. And collaboration and cooperation is one of the fastest and best ways to grow a company. Working with other people, not necessarily asking them for money, but, you know, working within your common interests, finding a way that you can help each other as you're both working toward a goal, right? So I have several friends who work in real estate, several friends who work in digital marketing and advertising, who are doing these amazing things, who are promoters. And it's like, yes, we can definitely collaborate. Here's how it benefits both of us, right? I need someone to write this article for this post I'm trying to put up for the company, and I want to feature you in it. So if you give me exclusive rights to your company, I'll put you guys on. And I mean, it just opened up so many doors and provided me with so many unique opportunities, you know, from being a black expat entrepreneur. One of the things that how I've been able to do it is, you know, using those resources, all those tools, right? The second thing is that I kind of want to talk about is not necessarily how I've been able to do it, but what I've learned as a result of doing it is I've learned so much about myself, about what I actually can do, than ever before, right? Because most jobs, you come in and they want you to do certain things. You have certain responsibilities, certain things you need to know, certain things you need to learn, certain things you will learn, right? We all have that. This job requires you to know this and to do these things and have these skills. The great thing about working in Taiwan in the manager position is that there were so many different and unique challenges I was faced with that I felt like, and I knew that I was fine-tuning a bunch of different skills. Because not only did I have to learn how to teach and learn how to create curriculum and learn how to, you know, how to learn about international schools, learn about international relations as it relates to schooling, learn about the students I was teaching in different grade levels, right? I managed grade 7 all the way to grade 12, learned about post-secondary education, like after they graduated from high school, how the kids were succeeding, what they needed to succeed, what kind of problems they were facing, how to deal with parents' questions about finances, about safety. Like, there were so many different things I had to learn just about the job itself. In addition to just the teaching aspect of it, it was the personal aspect. It was my employees, right? I was responsible for their well-being, right? They came in from America. They had to figure out how to survive and how to live in Taiwan. I had to understand the different kind of personalities I was working on my staff. I had to learn how to do team building workshops and team building exercises. I had to learn how to make sure everyone was on the same page, working towards the same goal, feeling fulfilled in their jobs. There were so many extra things that I had to deal with that most other positions, you know, either domestically or abroad, wouldn't have to necessarily deal with, that I was learning so much. And I love that, right? I think that was one of the, outside of the students and the opportunities that came with it, that was something I really liked. I really liked that, man, every day I dealt with something different. It was a different problem I had to solve. But of course, it got to a point where I had seen so many problems because so many different people were coming in that I was prepared for most of them. I was like, well, I know how to deal with if a person comes in and I can see the signs of she has suffering with homesickness. I can see the signs of she just really needs somebody to talk to. I can see the signs of he just doesn't feel comfortable in the classroom, or he doesn't feel comfortable with the students, or he's dealing with a lot of social issues here that I need to make sure I'm there for him on, right? I could see and pick up on those things because I've been around it for so long, right? 7 years is a very, very long time. And in those 7 years, I hired and had under me more than 75 employees. So that's a lot of personalities and a lot of different things I had to deal with. So in my entrepreneurial job at CP Travels, one thing that, you know, I had a business partner. So what makes our company work so well is that we're both good at different things. And those things mesh really well together. Patrick is our tech guy, right? He does websites, he does digital media, he does photos, he does videos. He's good with all that. And it just so happens that at the school, as his manager, that's what I put him in charge of. He built an entire school website, right? He's in charge of photos and Instagram and social media for the school. Why? Not because I wanted him to and I just needed to fill that hole. It's because he came in and he demonstrated a passion for it. I asked him, would you feel okay with doing these things? And it helped him hone his own skills, right? Building a website takes time. He had to practice. He had to learn. So instead of doing it on his own and messing up, he had a practice run with the school. And it sounds messed up, but everything he produced was a gem. Because it had his stamp on it, had his name on it. People would look at the website and say, oh, who made that? Oh, Patrick made that. Like, man, yes. And he worked yearly to fine tune those skills. So for our company, it made perfect sense. What do you need for online for a travel-based company? You need a good website. You need good content. Patrick's also a writer. He majored in English writing. So you take the art, the digital media, the photography, the website building, and you combine that with his writing ability. Bam, that's amazing, right? That's pretty much what you need. You need good content. You need somebody to proofread and edit things. That's Patrick. Me, again, I have the leadership, right? So I'm in charge of community development and new business acquisition. I'm also in charge of social media. I was also in charge of the money, right? That's what I was good at. I'm good at managing things, so I handle the money. But, you know, I sometimes feel bad because you're not always doing new business development, right? You're not always handling clients. You're not always doing these things. But there's always, you always need a photo. You always need website development, or you always need website editing. So I didn't know that when I was working a full-time job and doing the company part-time. So by going full-time, I learned how to work a website. Now I could build a website. I can manage our website platform. Now granted, it will not look as good as Patrick will look the first time around, or the second time around, or the third time around, but you give me enough time, I can build one hell of a website. I learned that. I taught myself that. I had the time. It's my company. I'm invested in it with my business partner. I should know the ins and outs of everything. The same mentality I had with being a manager at school. It's like, man, if I'm going to manage these people and I'm not knowledgeable in all the subjects I'm asking them to teach, it makes me look poor, right? So if someone has asked me about my business and I can't speak about every single aspect of it, then what kind of leader am I? So I learned how to do, what kind of owner am I? I learned how to do website design. I got much better with photos. Like, I learned how to take photos. I have a GoPro. I went out and I got a drone. I learned how to do video editing, right? Before, my videos were terrible. I actually left them up on YouTube. You can see the progress and what my videos look like when I first started editing versus what they look like now. Clear progress, because I had the time. I invested in me. I invested in the company. So now it's not only Patrick putting up photos, I can post photos. It's not only Patrick writing articles. I've always been a good writer, in my opinion. I can write articles. I have the time to do that. It's not only Patrick editing videos. I can edit and post up high quality videos too, right? So, I mean, and I learned, and beyond that, I learned a lot about, you know, investments, about how to get money, about how to get funding. I learned so many different things because I had time to focus on what I needed to focus on. Focus on myself. And I was surprised about the things, some of the things I was able to do, the relationships I was able to build. Like, I learned about how to run. I can run my own Facebook ads, right? We're still working on getting more funding to fund those Facebook ads, but I don't need to hire somebody to go out to do my Facebook ads. I can do it on my own. Now, I still will, because again, one of my best friends does that, and I know for a fact he's experienced it and he can do it way better than I could, right? And I will always outsource to friends, you know, support Black business. But, you know, if I really, really needed to, and I've done this, I can run my own ads. I can learn. I've learned from experience, from doing it on my own, from trying it on my own. I made my own mistakes with my own money. I'm running my own risk. So, I mean, for me, that's what kept me motivated, because there are several times it's hard. And that's, do want to speak about that. It's not easy, right? There are times where I get up and 1 month we'd make $4,000 or $5,000. Another month we'd make $10, right? It's been a bumpy road. It's not all roses. It's not all great. It's not easy. And it's not supposed to be easy. There have been days I've woken up depressed. Like, man, I was really wish we had more people signing up for trips. I really wish you had more of this. I really wish you had more of that. I'm burnt out. I'm doing so much. But I've had those days. But then it's like a second later after having those thoughts, it's like, but man, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm so motivated. I've learned so much. I'm struggling, but I'm struggling for my own dream, for my own cause. It's like I'm sad and depressed, but I'm happy at the same time. I'm not, I don't want to say depressed. I'm sad and I'm like, man, it's so hard. I'm stressed. Yeah, sad and stressed. Not depressed. Sad and stressed. But it's like, man, I'm happy, right? I'm frustrated with work because, you know, work is work sometimes. But I'm happy with what I'm doing. Like, do I want to continue doing it? Absolutely. Does it make me smile every time I get a confirmation in? Absolutely. Is it tough? Yes. Yes, it's tough because, you know, everything is on you, right? It's a tough thing to do. You have to continuously be motivate yourself and be motivated. But it's not as hard to do as getting up to work for somebody else's job. When you're getting up, you're working for your dream, for your passion, right? So, yeah, it's tough sometimes, right? It's like, man, you don't know how much money you're going to make sometimes. Because, again, we just gotten started, but now we can have a realistic forecast. It's like, oh, okay, it makes sense. Now I know how much we can make. Now I know how much we're going to make. Now I can make more different plans. So the beginning of stuff is hard. Going into meetings and people telling you no, right? Sending out emails and not getting responses. Talking to people who you thought would support you and then wouldn't support you. Like, from fraternity brothers to people you thought were really close friends to mentors. It's like, oh, yeah, I would support. But, you know, like, all these excuses come out the door. You're like, man. Like, I supported you. Some people I've given jobs to. Like, oh, can you share this? Oh, well, you know, I don't really share that stuff on my Facebook page like that. Then you look up and they sharing some stuff about the Kardashians, or they sharing something about Kanye West going crazy. You're like, but you couldn't share my stuff on your wall? Right? So, you know, like, you looking like, man, like, that's messed up. Like, are you really out here on your own? And then, you know, turn around the other day and I get a text message from somebody I met 8 months ago. Met him one time. Hey, Carl, somebody's going on a trip. I just immediately thought of you. I referred them to you. Right. And then you get a bunch of package offers coming in like, oh, yeah, I want to go here because somebody worked with you a long time or you were just so nice and you gave them a great package. I want to do what they did. Right. And then you get, you know, and so all these things start happening. But the beginning is hard. It's a grind. It's a mull. Right. You're in it. Like, I'm literally was up. I tell you guys, I'm up at 5. I'm asleep sometimes at midnight and I'm back up because it takes that level of commitment to get it off the ground. Right. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to feel down sometime. You're going to be like, man, I should have stayed in my job. But no, you hold on to your morals. You hold on to why you started it. You hold on to, you step out on faith and you keep that faith. You don't lose it. Like, you believe in yourself. And it's hard for people. People are like, oh, I can't believe you did that. Like, I just couldn't even imagine not having a steady income. Like, I like knowing how much money I'm getting every month. I'm like, yeah, I like that too. Who doesn't like knowing exactly how much money they're going to get paid each month? But again, I also love the adventures I'm able to go on. I love being able, I love my flexible, my very, very flexible schedule. I like being able to, you know, up and do something whenever I want to up and do it, because I can pack my work up and take it with me. But I love being able to be in control of the content I put out, or be in control of the messages I'm sending, or be in control of the impact I want to have in the world and on the people I'm interacting with, no matter the scenario, no matter the situation. Right, because again, I gave so much to the school, so much to the place I worked at prior. Right, I gave them, like, we gave them websites, we gave them a name, like, we built connections with universities, and you know, they pretty much just, because it no longer fit their interests, right? And somebody else wanted $60 more to do something that they weren't even qualified to do and weren't even doing very well. Right, they're like, "Oops, nope, bye, Carl." Like we're not even going to reach out, bye, Carl. So for me, it's like, man, if I can invest all that in a company, and then in the flick of the wrist, they could just poop, drop me like it's hot. Then why not put all that passion? Why not put all that work? Why not put all that effort into something that I believe in, that I worked hard to build, that I stand for, that I live? I literally live the lifestyle I'm putting out and trying to get other people to be a part of. It's not necessarily I want people to have the lifestyle I have, but to have the experience I've had, or have similar experiences, or have travel-related experiences, right? So that's why, we do some of the things that we do. So one of the things that, what it's like being a Black entrepreneur abroad and how we do it, is by doing a lot of different things. You can't just do one thing and just focus. Like, you can. You can just do one thing and focus on that. But what I say about, we just don't do one thing, we do a lot of different things to raise awareness for the cause we want to raise awareness for. We have a podcast, Six Packs with Expats. Have this podcast, The Black Expat. Right? We write for other companies, for other magazines, for other blogs, for other websites. Right? We have live streams, right? We have a YouTube channel, and we have a video streaming channel. Like, I'm able to put my feet and our toes and our experiences in so many different things. Number one, to get different sources of income, because you need that as an entrepreneur. It's not just one place you get your money from, right? Now, when CP Travels eventually blows up, then yeah, that'll be our primary source of income. But from there, we want to continue to expand. We don't just want to stop there, right? We want to reach as many people and inspire as many people and provide as many opportunities to as many groups of people that we possibly can. And to do that, you got to keep moving, right? Like, we can't just be satisfied. Oh man, whew, we made $10,000 this month. We did great. Like, it's all right. We made $2,000 this month. Now what's next? How can we take the $10,000 and flip it? How can we provide more meaningful experiences for our clients? How can we expand our travel packages? What places should we be looking to offer for people to go and explore with us? What are we doing? Like, it's so many things that keep coming in, and it keeps you driven, it keeps you focused, it keeps you moving forward, right? Because I think about it, when I worked in an office, right? So you come in, first of all, you get in right on time for the most part, unless you really, really love your job. We have a deadline to meet. You get your coffee, you sit at your desk, you lollygag, you talk, you chit chat, right? And then you eventually get to work. Oh, then lunch is there. Take a break before lunch, and you take lunch. Most of us take a little bit longer lunch than we should. Come back from lunch, do a little bit more work, go home. Rinse and repeat, right? So it's like, for us, it's like, man, we achieve a goal, and then it's like, it's on to the next one, right? It's on to a next goal that we can set. And being an Black expat abroad, I've learned to value that. I really value achieving goals that I've set for myself, for our company, right? It's an amazing feeling, an amazing experience. So being financially savvy, first and foremost, how I've been able to make it as a Black expat abroad. One, cherishing connections, and cherishing experiences I've had, and using those skills I've gained and things I've learned how to do in the jobs I'm doing now has also been really, really important, right? So all the old connections I've made, reaching out to people who are doing similar things, or doing greater things, or doing, are just like me, are trying to move on up the ladder. Collaboration, those things are important. It's important to entrepreneurship, and being abroad has allowed me to connect with so many different people from so many different backgrounds that it's perfect for the business that we're in. Like, we're in a travel business, and we can say, when someone says, "Oh yeah, I want to go to Australia, but I don't really know where to start or how to begin." Oh, cool. I've been there 3 times. It's my 3rd time in Australia, and I haven't been to Darwin. I will say that. I haven't been to the Gold Coast. We've been to the primary areas people mostly look to travel to. But just because I haven't been there doesn't mean I haven't met someone who's from there. I haven't researched about it, right? So I've been to Australia. I know the landscape. I understand these places. I can speak from the heart, speak from experiences, right? The third thing that's kept me out here is, again, living in Taiwan is really helpful, right? Being able to live back between Taiwan and America is really helpful. It's really great. It's great. It's good. It's good for business, only because, you know, the cost of living and, again, being a web-based company helps. I mean, the downside of that is, again, face-to-face things in America are important. So having to fly back to America for face-to-face interviews and talking to people, like, is one thing to describe what we do in writing through an email, but it's so impersonal, or even through, like, video conferences. But, like, you can really understand the power behind CP Travels and what we're trying to do, you know, raising awareness for Lupus Foundation of America and brain aneurysm research, and trying to work with local high schools and trying to work with universities, you know, to get people of color out and exploring the world, but not having to do it on their own, having them doing it in a different way, you know, like not through a school-based program where you have all these rules you have to follow that doesn't allow you to have an authentic, cultural, enriching experience, you know. It's important to have rules. I'm not saying that those rules don't make sense or shouldn't be in place. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a way that you can give them a unique and a different type of experience, you know, than the ones that maybe, you know, the school board passed down that you must follow, those mandates, things of that nature. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's so many, you know, benefits that I found from, you know, taking this chance, for stepping out on faith, for following and chasing my dreams. Again, but it's hard. I will never tell anyone that it's been easy. I will not tell anyone that, you know, that I haven't fallen down a lot. Like, that I haven't been like, man, I haven't made mistakes, right? I've made a ton of mistakes, a ton, but I've learned from them, gotten better because of them. And, like, I'm better prepared moving forward now. Like, I've waken up every day feeling fulfilled. Like, I've woken up every day believing in what I do. I've woken up every day, you know, confident that, you know, that if I do X, Y, and Z, that I can make a real difference. I can really help someone, right? So we're in a business where we need money to do the things that we're doing, but it's not about the money. Like, we're not out here trying to make millions of dollars. Like, we'd love to get there someday, but, like, the core of our company, again, is giving back to a community that's given us so much, and sharing our experiences with others in hopes that they could take from our experiences and make something of their own. You know, like, not saying they haven't made anything, but, like, take from our experiences and, you know, and use what we've done and use our words and our experiences to kind of, all right, I can do this, right? I can actually step out and take this chance and have this opportunity, have this experience. I was scared to do it before, but, man, I see that how y'all did it and how you guys talk about it now. Like, now I want to do it. Like, right? 'Cause I was talking to, you know, and someone the other day about, you know, she's like, man, like, I just feel like I'm in a place where I don't feel fulfilled. And, you know, and stepping out and doing my own thing is the scariest thought for me. Like, I know it would make me the most happy, but it's the scariest thing for me to even think about. And I was like, yeah, it is scary, but it's so fulfilling. You should do it. You only have one life to live. You don't want to look back on your life and be like, man, I wish I had done that. I wish I had taken that chance. I wish I had done this when I was young enough, when I had the opportunity. Right. And again, it's not for everybody. And I'm really realistic in that. I realize that not everybody's built for it. Right. Again, I always say, like, I was hustling back in Chicago. I always worked two jobs. I was always doing extra stuff to make sure I was OK. My family was OK. I had what I needed. I was the only boy of four sisters. So it was even more precious. Right. It's like, man, you're a man. And I didn't really have that many male role models. I had a few, but I didn't have that many that, you know, that was with me my entire life. So, you know, it was tough. You know, and this is tough, but it's nothing that we can't survive in. We can't thrive through, because we believe in what we do, and we have ownership in what we do. So again, being a black male expat has its perks, has its benefits. It also has its challenges. It's challenging. It's hard, right? It's hard. It's challenging, but it's one of the most, or the most fulfilling job I've ever had. Because I'm able to create things and to do things and to share experiences and to work with foundations and to fundraise for causes, events, experiences that I truly believe in, right? And that I truly love. And I love what I do. I'm so passionate about what I do. And I'm just blessed and fortunate to be able to live my passion, to do my passion, to follow my passions and follow my goals and chase them. But the road to it, as you guys have heard from the previous 17 podcasts, has been hard. I didn't just get here and, like, boop, yep, manager, boop, yep, save up, boop, yep, own, like, entrepreneur. It didn't really happen like that. There were a lot of events in between that got me here. But I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer that if you're not willing to make the change needed in your life to get to where you need to be, that somebody will help you make that change. And, you know, the people that, kicked me while I was down, I don't look at it as kicked me while I was down. They pushed me up. Right? I was down, and they gave me the kick to get me up. Right? So they kickstarted me. Ah, see what I did there? Kickstarter is another way to raise money for a company if you're looking to be an entrepreneur, by the way. But, so that's, I mean, those are my thoughts on it. I mean, those are the things that I've learned. That's what it's been like for me to be a black entrepreneur. I mean, I can talk about several other experiences. I mean, like I said, working with other people has been definitely one of my biggest highlights. I've learned so much from other young entrepreneurs, younger than me, that did it. Shout out to Vince and, you know, Andrew BK. You know, they definitely helped me in a lot of ways, helped me understand a lot of things. I've gained mentors because of it. You know, people were just like, I know you're doing this business. I know it's hard. I just want to let me know if you need anything. I know my best friends, Jeremiah, John, Patrick, you know, always just looking out for me and helping me through the process. Like, I've had help along the way, and it's been extremely beneficial. I've learned, again, so much fine-tuned skills that I've been exposed to, I've been working on, that I didn't really have time to invest in. Again, I've just invested in myself. So now if I go to another job, God forbid, CB Travel doesn't go through. Now, I mean, I have all these skills that I can reach in. It's like, I wasn't just traveling around, just riding around, getting it. Nah, I was working. It's like, I know, you know, what it takes to be successful, you know, in certain areas, in certain aspects. And I have certain skills that make me valuable to any company, right? I have international experience. I have domestic experience. I have management experience. I have teaching experience, leadership experience. I get so many different types of experiences that I've been able to get, you know, from being an expat and being abroad, but also taking my talents back to America, right? So it's been a hell of a ride, a hell of an experience. I've loved pretty much every moment and every second of it. And I'm just excited for what's to come. I'm excited for my future. I'm excited for what we're able to do. I'm excited for the collaboration, the connections I'm able to make. I'm excited to plan your trip. If you're listening, you haven't been anywhere and you need somebody to plan your trip, let me know. I want to plan your trip for you. I want to get you there, right? I want to change your perspective. I want to redefine your experience. As always, thanks for tuning in. I'm Carl, the Black Expat. We out here. Till next time.